5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
You know I love giraffes. I'm going to get one in my backyard.
Put moron number two on the phone.
They've lost their way.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
Nice to have your company. Wherever you're joining us for a really nice helping of the Rush Hour today, Jock Lando.
Oh, yes, please.
The United are just minutes away, Fat. Minutes away.
Hours.
Title. Title town.
Exactly.
And then Charlie Spargo. Ooh. Speaking of mobs that might have a look at a title.
But they'll be up
Melbourne
there.
Going beautifully as well. I haven't spoken to little Spargs for a while.
Yes.
So a nice show and then joke later on and all the rest of it. Hello to you, Fat.
Oh, g'day, Jim. Great to be with you in studio. It's a lot better. There's nice chemistry, isn't there?
Well, you just don't handle a Zoom very well.
Well, I do. Hello, Ryan Warren from Narre Warren.
And a laconic performance. How are you feeling at this particular moment?
If I was allowed to say shithouse on TV, I'd say I was feeling completely and utterly shithouse.
Right, yeah, we're not allowed to say that.
Who was he talking to?
That's the chairman of the Sun.
Tony Cochran.
Oh, Tony Cochran.
Yeah. He's not happy, I would have
thought. I saw he had a lash at Rui over the whole Tasmania thing too. He's not shy to speak his mind, Tone.
Exactly. But there's got to be something done up there, doesn't there, with the Suns?
Oh, I agree. They've been poor for way too long.
Hey, Jim, I don't know if we've started a sports report with basketball leading.
Go on then.
But what's happened overnight over there? Australia blindsided by Ben Simmons' Olympics bombshell. So what the American press are saying, Jim, that Ben Simmons has decided to pull out of Australia's Tokyo Olympics campaign, which has blindsided coach Brian Goorjian and a lot of the players. We'll ask Jock Landau when we get him on, Jim.
Yes.
But this is the American press. So we just got to hear it from Ben's mouth, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting, Jim.
Well, what's interesting about that is we spoke to Brian Goorjian, obviously, recently, and he was very confident that Benny Boy was going to be a part of the action.
Joe and Ben looks like they're going to carry this thing deep. But, you know, I know that those guys, even if it's late, will come. But, you know, and we want them to do well. We want them to be champions. But it looks like we're going to get those two late. But the rest of them are committed, as is Joe and Ben. It's just timing.
Spot on. Well, so I reckon give it a couple of days. All and right. Then Gorgo just rings up Simo, and they have a chatto on the phono. Because he's been named in that 9-man squad. That wasn't bad, actually.
What the hell was that?
But he's had a poor final series, Jim.
Look, where does that come from?
What?
Have a chatto on the phono. Honestly, where does that come
I don't,
from?
I don't know.
Oh, you are a freak of a man.
But we've all had poor final series, so he'll bounce back.
Do you know, certainly have.
He's in the middle of a $243 million contract, Jim.
I know.
$243.
That's amazing. And now they're talking, I don't know how true it is, Rabs, that they want to tip him out, Philadelphia.
Well, the fans aren't happy because he passed up an opportunity for a dunk, and they say it cost them the game.
Oh, no.
Anyway, so we'll see what happens there. But it'll be nice to see Benny Boy playing for Australia, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The soccer, Jim. Yes. Oh, we love the Euro wrap, and here it is, of course. And there's only they're into the final 16 now, so it's getting pointy in, Jimmy
right,
Boy.
Pointy.
So overnight, Denmark defeated Russia 4-1. Well done, Denmark. It's all we can find.
Bill, that's the Swedish chef.
Yeah, I know.
That's a different country.
We couldn't find any.
Aha?
Oh.
Are they
Ding Dong?
Denmark?
I'm not sure.
You know,
or Clogs?
That's Dutch.
The finger in the well?
Well, I don't know what that is.
No, in the...
Oh, that one, Bill?
No, who's the bloke who put his finger in the finger?
Yeah, is that from Denmark?
Probably not, Jim. You stuffed that one up too. Anyway, right, well done to Denmark. They're in the last 16. Also, Belgium defeated Finland overnight, Jim. Here we go, our man. Well done, Belgium.
No, they're from Norway.
Our geography isn't great.
Well, it's about as close as Sweden. But anyway, I like it. I like it.
And Netherlands, yes. They won overnight 3-0.
You have a toy body. Yes. I see that from your toy pants.
That's Dutch Goldfinger. What's his name?
Goldfinger.
That's a joint we're on.
Thank you. Well, I've got a good feeling of that, yeah.
God. And the last game overnight was Austria defeated Ukraine 1-0.
We are one.
All right. What is this? Ready.
This is Australia. I said Austria, you fools.
Raps. The Seekers.
16, going on 17. I know that I'm naive.
You know what that is, Jim? Do you know what that is?
Isn't that
Sound of Music?
Yes. Yes. Trying to think what Sarah Jones slid down in. Was she that?
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins. No, not that. But that was the Sound of Music.
Right, nice.
The old Seekers.
Yeah.
Still going?
Just popped into an Austrian reference.
We thought that was funny.
Thought that was funny, yeah.
What?
Any the Greeks?
Italians? How'd they go?
The Italians are out, I think. And that's not a...
They played yesterday.
Oh, I missed it. I haven't been all over it.
No, you're not all over it, Bill. No, which is what you need to be with a rap, really, than all over it.
Well, they were last night's games, Jim, but that's not the Italians either. Yes. I think that's Greek.
Oh, okay. Is that it for the rap?
No, we got footy news, Jim. Yes, coaches awards. Tom Stewart got 9.
Yes.
The Bont only got 6 in that game.
Wow.
That tells you what the coaches thought there.
That does, yes.
Ollie Wine's got a 10.
That is the whole sort of reason we do it.
Isn't he having a ball? Ollie Wine. He is flying.
Yes, yes, yes.
What about the North Melbourne-Brisbane game?
Mm-hmm.
Four players, Jim, got 5 votes.
Mm.
How does that work?
Don't know.
It's interesting, that.
Interesting.
Toby Green had got a tenner, and Jack Stringer got a tenner. He's trying to get a nice little package.
Jake Stringer.
Even Jake.
Yeah.
He's trying to get a nice package from Essendon there, Jim. All so right. Sam Draper was good too.
Yes.
But the leader is Clayton Oliver from the Bont there from Ollie Wines. Very, very close.
Right. Nice.
And the NAB Rising Star nomination for this week is Harry Jones from Essendon.
Yes.
Very good player.
Good player.
Haven't they got some good kids? Nice. Good, skinny bean poles.
Oh.
They're skinny.
Well, the first year in.
Yeah, I know. But they
bulk up.
I know that, Jim, but they're very skinny. Cox is skinny.
All right, Bill. Is that the end of the wrap?
That's it, Jim.
Well,
it's
because we've got a very full show.
Have
Jock Landale joins us next. Ooh. Charlie Spargo not far away.
It's the Rush Hour, JB and Bill, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I could see ahead that this bloke was going to be a superstar.
You'd never even heard of him.
Matty Bella Dover.
Oh.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and our Melbourne United have taken a 2-0 lead in the NBL Finals.
Our next guest is stamping his authority on the NBL Final.
Crash the glass, both teams, Landale strips wide of it, and then the jam!
And Melbourne United have come back from Perth one win away from the title.
Melbourne once again, 2-0 up in the series.
Please welcome Jock Landale.
2-0 up in the series, Fat. 2 away wins to start the finals campaign.
In Perth, Jimmy Boy, which is fantastic. Back here in Melbourne now, still got to win this one. Big, big game. And Jock Landale is our man, of course, who grew up in Deniliquin, went to Geelong Grammar. And Jock, welcome back to Melbourne. I think it's the first time you've been back in Melbourne for about 5 weeks.
Yes, it is the first time. We got in last night straight to the COVID testing centre, as you do these days. And now we're back and finally with our loved ones.
Yeah, but a good little road trip. You won 8 out of 10 games on the road in those 30 days. That's bloody good, mate.
Yeah, I mean, it's been kind of easy just to lock in on the task at hand because we didn't really have much else going on except hotel to hotel. So, you know, getting out on the court and enjoying it and playing hard was kind of our escape. And, I mean, it makes sense to us why we did so well.
How do you go with the beds in hotels? Are they long enough?
No. It's like I've got to get on two. I hope I'm in a room of 2 beds so I can push them together and then diagonal it across them. But... majority of the time, it's oh, mate, I've done it all. I've put, you know, wheelie chairs at the end of beds just to stick the legs out on. It's been miserable. But, yeah, I'm back in my monstrous bed at home now, and it's a good feeling. Good.
Oh, of course it is. Mm-hmm. The nightmare for the Olympics coming up as well.
Oh, yeah.
The basketballers have a nightmare when they go into the village because the beds are never bloody big enough. What do they expect? Hey, well done on your own form, by the way, in these two matches. A rebounding machine, jockey boy.
Yeah, they all seemed to just kind of fall into my lap that game. But I had to get Mitch McCarron back a couple of times because those point guards, I tell you what, they have a tendency of stealing our big men rebounds. So that game, I was just crashing over the top of him and grabbing whatever I could.
Now, you were great, of course, but so was Chris Golding, our other man in here. Mm-hmm. You've taken, we speak to you first, so we rang you first, of course. Goldie wasn't available.
As it should be.
But he's been good too, the old boy.
Yeah, he has been. He's a world-class scorer, and he just gives us a spark off the bench. And Chris can be quiet for the first half, and then he'll just light it up in the second. And that's kind of what we need as the game wears on, is we need someone who can just get rolling and get on fire, and he's managed to do that both these first two games.
And, of course, the Boomers 19-man squad has your name included in it, which was always going to happen, but it's a very strong squad. But Ben Simmons is making the news everywhere today, Jock. Have you caught up with that? The suspicion is he might not be there.
I got a text from Andrew Bogut earlier this morning saying that that was what was in the works, but I don't know, mate. I don't really know what to think. I just kind of put my head down and get on with the job. So if he doesn't want to do the same thing, that's up to him.
Yeah, surely Gorge will let him have a day or two, and then he'll ring in Brian Gorge and Jim and just say, righto, Benny boy, what's going on? You can represent your country here.
Win a gold medal.
And we've got a bloody good side. So you'd love to have him, but you're right. If he doesn't want to play, well, we'll find someone else.
Who does?
Exactly. Mm. And there are plenty of other capables around who are Australian. So I think one way or the other, we've got a pretty good core in Joe, Paddy, Baines, Deli, and the likes, and all those other NBA boys now. So I think that we'll still be able to put a strong performance together and hopefully be able to chase that gold.
Well, it's a very strong squad if they can leave our man Haviana out.
The thong maker.
That's your man?
Well, Bill and I branded him Haviana because we thought his name sounded like he was a thong maker.
A thong maker.
And
it
didn't sort of catch on anywhere, Jock.
No one went with it. No one picked it up and went with it.
The nicknames you boys come up with, I'm not surprised.
So what? Now, we get this very important final series finished, and the Melbourne United greet the judges. So we're very respectful of that.
He's got to be careful.
We're very respectful of that. But after that, tell us the timing of the whole Olympic thing.
Well, I actually just got off the phone with the manager then, and Chris and myself right now, I believe, are the only two blokes left playing. Aren't in the squad. So there's a camp starting on the 24th that we were meant to head out to, but they've said that we can have a couple extra days. So we're required in Vegas on the 3rd.
Oh, good.
Then we dive into Vegas. Camp on the 6th.
Rolling Vegas, man, jockey boy. Jockey.
It'll be a very different Vegas than what you're trying to refer to right now.
Wander down the strip a couple of times.
Yeah. Play the tables.
We're even allowed out of the bloody hotel right now. So
play the tables. Go to one of some entertainment. I think it's a Chook Ranch out the road bit, Jim.
No. Oh, here we go. Thank you for all the recommendations.
Now, there's only 50% capacity for the venues. So at the Olympics.
Who's Strap? This sounds like another one of those bloody nicknames.
It is. One of Bill's shockers.
Oh, Jock Strap. What is your nickname, Strap?
Well, the other one that you usually call me before the conversation starts is what some of the boys call me. But apart from that, I don't really have one.
What was that?
Coco.
Oh, Coco.
I don't know. I forgot what I called
him. Dickhead.
So it's only 50% the crowds at the Olympics, Jim.
Yes.
And it's still fans will be required to wear a mask, but cannot yell or cheer.
Really?
They can clap.
Where's this?
I'm telling you, Jock.
Strap. The United game.
No, this is for the Olympics, mate.
Oh, my God.
So the fans, they got to wear a mask and they cannot yell or cheer, but they can clap. That's the Olympics. But the United game Friday night, my friend, we're hoping to get at least 50% in there. We'll know later today, of course. But you want to have your fans there, wouldn't you?
100%. I've got boys lining up who are just trying to get there for some free, oh, not free piss, but for some and some cheering. So yeah, the more we can get in, the better. We haven't really been able to have much of a capacity this whole year, and you know, with the championship on the line on Friday, it'd be good to have 50% in, because I'm sure we'll pack it out.
Oh, bloody oath. Good luck, mate. We're very proud of what you're all doing, and it's been amazing. But this is just bring it home.
Appreciate it, boys. Thank
Come
you.
On, Strap. Someone of similar stature is going to join us next on the Rush Hour. Charlie Spargo from the Melbourne Football Club.
He's a mini-me.
It's a Rush Hour. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Make sure the mics aren't ever turned on during songs.
Quite aware of that.
Otherwise, he might never work again.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. The Melbourne Demons are absolutely flying, sitting on top of the AFL ladder.
The Demons have taken a massive leap in 2021.
Siren time, Melbourne, get the job done. Big statement to the rest of the competition.
And so too has this man.
Picked up by Spargo, this will rip the roof off the house. Spargo goals.
Before the D's take on the Bombers on Saturday night, please welcome Charlie Spargo.
Oh, it's good to have you here. I've known this little bastard since he was born.
Have you?
Yep. Was his old man, of course, a wonderful footballer for North. Paul Spargo and Kate is a ripper, and they're up at Albury buggerising around doing whatever he likes, old Spargs. How are you, young man?
Doing well, boys. Thanks for having me.
Good to speak to you.
And he's a fourth generation.
Yes.
Because I think Paul played 81 games for North, and then his grandfather, Bob, played 80 games for Footscray. His great-uncle, Ricky, played for Footscray. And then Bob Spargo Sr. played for Footscray. Yep. So you're
and
never
Melbourne
a chance
well. To he go to Melbourne as well.
Oh, sorry. Yep. Two with Melbourne, sorry. But I suppose you would have been thought you might go to Footscray.
Yeah, well, I thought I was a chance to go to North. There was rumours they were going to cut the father-son down to 50.
Yes.
Didn't get through. I was pretty candid though. I was a North Shore growing up.
We desperately tried to make that happen because we knew you were coming and also Josh Kelly.
Ooh. Yeah.
So we did try and get it reduced to 50, but the AFL Commission just stepped in and said no. Hey, you're playing great footy. You must be really happy on a personal level.
Yeah, it's good to, you know, just get some continuity. I've struggled with consistency my first 3 years. You know, it's hard to get good form when you're in the other side, a few injuries and all that sort of stuff. So, and it's much easier to play well as a small forward in a winning team. So having a good year at the moment, it's fun.
Last year played 8 games, played every game this year, Jim. So good. What do you put that down to? Fitter or, as you said, just playing every game? Or
It's probably a combination of things, but I've definitely matured, you know, in terms of realising what I need to do, particularly off the field, to put myself in the best position to play well.
Ah.
Probably definitely learned a couple of lessons. Not so much in my first year. That went by really quickly, but my second and third year, I did a lot of learning, and I feel like I finally realised what I need to do, you know, during the week and all that sort of stuff to help me play the best footy.
So is that extra sessions, or is that eating and no frothies and things like that? Or
it's all that. Less frothies, less fried foods, probably a little, it's more so my body, because I was breaking down in my second year.
Yep.
Did a big pre-season, and my body just couldn't handle it, so... it puts me in better positions. I'm feeling better going into games now, so I can play better every week.
Decision-making, ball use, all of that's improved too. Does that just come from playing at the level more often?
Yeah, I definitely reckon that's the case, JB. And plus, like, if I'm fitter, I'm not as buggered every time I get the ball, so I can make better decisions. But it's always been one of my strengths, but it's certainly dropped off a bit in my second and third year. It's a lot easier when you're playing in a good team, as I said before. Like, you look up and you've always got clear options from big guys like Tommy McDonald, or, you know, run and carry options from our mids. So it's certainly easier to move the ball and make good decisions when everyone around you is functioning well.
Also, you seem to be more unselfish, as the whole team is.
Yeah, that's right. We had some, you know, some hard conversations probably when we went to up to the hub last year, and we're sort of starting to see that now. You know, just it sounds very cliche, but about everyone playing their role and becoming more selfless. And the last couple of years, we've probably talked about it, but haven't put it into action. And this year, it's words to actions. And we're walking the walk in that sense, which makes it a lot easier and a lot fun to play in.
Now, have you made any sense of the bloke that wears the helmet? Do you understand anything he says for a start? Because he just mumbles all the time.
Yeah, you sort of got to pick and choose with Gussie, because he just dribbles a fair bit. But I was actually just with him then. We went and watched the movie together. We went and watched Fast and Furious 9. They've made it to 9.
Come on.
I couldn't believe.
It's a joke.
there was some serious action scenes in there, but we were laughing most of the time.
So you and Gus went to the movies together, yeah, just you two?
No, the whole team. We went to the movies, though.
Whole team, Bill.
But I thought it was just Gus and Charlie sitting up there holding hands or eating each other's popcorn.
It's Gus's favourite movie series.
There's something wrong with him, I'm telling you. He's not right.
But he's also very intelligent. That's the other thing.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I said before. You've got to pick and choose. Sometimes just dribbling and you just sort of zone out. But he's quite intelligent, I'll give him that.
Who do you live with?
There's four of us in the house. It's Track's house. So he bought it and renovated it. And then Cozzy, Toby Bedford and I have jumped in. Very, very nice place.
Always the way. Now, I did the same thing. Tom Moody, growing up, was the only one of us who had any money because he played for Australia. So he bought the house and we all moved into it.
Did you ever pay rent?
Not as much as I should have. And trashed the joint too. He went off and played 1 year in the county system in England. He came home and there was shit everywhere. He wasn't happy. Now, what's Track like as the boss of the house?
Yeah, he's a good landlord. He's very, very casual. He's actually not there that much. He's always staying at his girlfriend's house. So I'm the one sort of who runs the joint. Cozzy's, sort of just in his room playing Fortnite. Toby's just moved in. He's a bit better. But, yeah, I'd say I'm the executive decision maker.
How are Mum and Dad, please? I saw your old man not long ago. He looked like he was in good form. What about Mum?
Yeah, going well. Mum's just back up in Albury. My sister's on school holidays at the moment. She's back from boarding school, so they're hanging out and having a ball. Dad's actually delivering mattresses at the moment, so
delivering.
I don't know if he's enjoying that.
Well, he was in the car business for years, wasn't he? Spyro Motors.
He got out of that.
Bit of a jump, Jim, to deliver mattresses.
Yeah, he's done a few different things in the last few years, the big fella. But he's. I think they're planning on another. They went around Australia last year. They're planning on another trip. Maybe Queensland or the West Side.
One of those couples where Mum is far more interesting than Dad.
No, look, yes, yeah. I'm with you there.
She's a star, your mum.
Yeah, she is a saint.
Saint. How's your other brother, Abe, that worked for us for about, well, he's supposed to work for 6 months. He'd turn up now and then.
Yeah. He spent COVID back up in Albury as well. He's just got that back down here, and I think he's just moved into a place in Kensington.
Then is he DJing and also yourself?
Yeah, we do a bit of that. Well, I don't do as much as Abe, but I sort of just hang off him a bit. But yeah, it's a tough industry at the moment. They're sort of struggling because COVID capacity and whatnot.
Bloody hell. And swinging hands anywhere?
Oh, yes, Jim, we're here.
Chaswick?
Oh, I do, yeah. New girlfriend, Misha.
Misha?
Yeah. Mm. It was her birthday on the weekend, so. Took her out in South Melbourne for a nice authentic Italian meal.
Actually, where did he take her? Because he's a tight ass, Jim. Oh. Where did we go, Charles?
I went to Ricardo's in South Melbourne.
Nice.
Not the most well-known place, but nice and intimate.
Righto. Is she a football fan?
Not really, no. Nah. She actually came to one of our games the other week, and he had no idea anyone who plays for Melbourne. And she was a massive fan of Neil Bullen. Thought his first name was Neil. Which was pretty funny when she spoke to me about that after the game.
Did she actually call him Neil?
Yeah, no, nearly. She was about to go up to him after the game.
Nearly. So let me get that right. Nearly called him Neil.
Neil Bourne. Yeah, first name Neil, last name Bourne.
That's cold.
Oh, that's nice. Good to see.
Hey, big game's coming up.
Ooh.
Yeah, who we got? Essendon.
Essendon, who are going nicely.
Yeah, they're a pretty good offensive team we've been looking at during the week. So hopefully bounce back from last week and put a good showing on. Hopefully there's fans. I'm not sure what the news is with fans, but...
No.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Bill.
We haven't heard yet.
MCG Saturday night. If the fans are allowed, it's a big game.
Well, you'd want 50%, wouldn't you? At least.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Go for 50, maybe get 30.
All right. Well done on your own form. Well done on the team's form. Just parked on top of the ladder. It's great to watch the Melbourne Footy Club play. Keep going well.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.
On your Sparks.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Bill's joke coming up very soon.
Yes.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
JB and Bill.
Frankly, he's a bullshit artist.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour on the Listener app and on your radio tomorrow. Michael Barlow is going to join us.
Mickey boy, coaching Werribee.
Yes, in the VFL.
in the VFL. Mm. He was coaching another side, and then he got the job at Werribee and had to tell the other mob, sorry, it's a better job. They weren't happy the other mob.
God, man, you only got to look after yourself.
Yeah, I know.
In those situations.
We all do that.
Werribee's a nice spot for him to be in. Good man too, Michael Barlow. All right. Jokes haven't been great.
No, yesterday good.
Not really.
What was it?
No, it wasn't about weeing in the pool when you
standing that was funny.
And it wasn't at all funny. So maybe today a funny one.
Another one, too.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Ah, Jim, you'll like this. Get a pen. Write it down. My doctor mate used to perform circumcisions at the local hospital, Jim.
Right.
Until one day, you wouldn't believe it, during surgery, he slipped. And he got the sack.
Look at him. Oh, I can't even look at him. You are an idiot.
He got the sack.
I know. I got the joke bit. It's your own stupid face that I can't get mad around. Look at the performance he puts into telling his own jokes too. Like he pauses and rubs his face.
It's
and...
all about the delivery.
No,
Jim.
Thank you, Bill.
And yeah. He got the sack.
He got the sack. Yeah, he did. Yep. Oh, yep. Got, yep.
The old plums. Gone. Gone. G-O-N-E.
Oh, my God.
Max. Gone. Oh, see, Adam Carr loves it. Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Yes.